Welcome to GayXYZ, everybody. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Hi, happy new year.
How are you?
I'm doing good. Seems like we're missing one.
Kris Jenner, there.
I'm here. I'm just letting y'all pop off and do your thing. Waiting to talk about Miss Natalie Cole, missing her like crazy.
Yes. Happy New Year to everyone. It's the first
This is our first show in 2016. It's going to be the best show of 2016.
Oh, my God. So I don't know if I go that far. But anyway.
So far.
So far. thanks for joining us. By the way, if you want to check us out, you can go to GayXYZ.com and you can go to speaker.com and you can go to Twitter and you can go to Facebook. So look everywhere for GayXYZ show, and we hope we'll see you there. So yeah, that was Natalie Cole, and as we know, she just passed away a couple days ago, right?
Yeah, I think she passed away. I think she passed away on New Year's Eve, but the news didn't break until New Year's Day.
Exactly. Yeah. She had actually, now I read that she died of congestive heart failure, but she actually had a long battle with liver cancer, right? Or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard about that too. Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know if she died as a result of, I mean, complications of her, I don't know. But anyway, it's sad. She was a real kind of legend and one of those few left from those days gone by, you know.
The Motown days.
Yes, and it's just kind of sad.
I didn't really know her. I mean, I just knew her because she used to pop up on The Real Housewives of New York a lot. So that's
how
I was kind of introduced to her.
Yeah.
And then, of course, that's because, you know, I'm the 20 something. But of course, I know her song, you know, This Will Be an Everlasting Love.
I
know
that song, everyone, but we were having technical difficulties. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so thank you for listening to the show. We're talking tonight about, you know, well, first of all, before we start the show, do either of you have any New Year's resolutions? Do you make resolutions?
For me, I typically don't make resolutions. I make revelations, honey. And it's never the typical things like, you know, lose weight, quit smoke. I don't smoke, but, you know, you know, of course I am living a healthier lifestyle now, but that's been months. Mm-hmm. But for me this year, it's really about breaking new ground, trying new things, you know, kind of breaking out of my comfort zone, the things that I'm used to as far as my career, and taking things a little bit edgier and not being afraid to make changes. So I'm dyeing my hair silver this week. It's a process. Uh-huh. And, you know, it's going to be the first kickoff to a new me.
Well, that's cool. That's a cool way to mark the beginning.
So that's it. It's all, for me, it's, I'm like tunnel vision on my career now. I don't want any distractions. You know, I'll date a little bit here and there, you know, like I do, but it's all about work right now.
Well, that's where you should be, honestly. And if I were to give you advice as an older gentleman, I would tell you,
wait, how old are you again, Dom?
40. I'm 40 years old. And I would tell you that that's the best. You're doing it the right way, because I'm telling you, the 20s is the time to do it. That's okay, the time to do it. Don't worry about the men's. The men's will be there later, okay?
Child, I ain't bothered.
They will be there. So you'll be fine. What about you, Jason?
Well, mine is a little bit more cliche, I guess. I told myself that I am going to lose weight, which I plan on doing. Yeah. I've already been eating healthy. I started doing that a few months ago. Well, mm-hmm. eating healthier.
Right.
And I started doing that a few months ago, but I do want to get in the gym to kind of speed up the process a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
So I told myself I was going to start yesterday, but I didn't leave work until late. and I couldn't do it tonight.
2016.
Because of the, I couldn't do it tonight because of the show, so I'm going to start tomorrow.
Are you a 24-hour fitness or LA fitness or what?
No, I just work at – no, where I live, we have a huge fitness center here. Yeah, there's a huge fitness center where I live. It's like, I'm not going to pay that money. I can just go to the one here.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, that's cool. On the fitness route, I finally got my husband to join – the gym with me again. So mm-hmm. It's much easier to do it with someone else than to do it.
Oh, yeah. Well, and it's hard too when you're in a relationship and like one is on a diet and one is kind of not, because then, you know, if you're trying to cook healthy, the other one's like, I want pizza.
Yes, I know.
Been there.
This boy loves his Whataburger and his Taco Bell.
Taco Bell, honey. That Taco Bell.
And he just wants to, you know, he loves to eat the fast food. And, you know, first of all, I don't like to cook unless I absolutely have to, but I'm a good cook, but I don't like to do it that often. But we rejoined the gym. Actually, the funny thing is, I had joined in December and I got this comeback like offer for really cheap, and he's like, okay, I'll join with you, whatever. So he came in, you know, after the offer was over, and he went to the gym, and he's like, I want the same offer that Donovan has, and they you have to pay $700 up front for the whole year, first 3 years. Uh-huh. He's like, no,
3 years.
That's the deal we have right now. Is what they said. He said, that's not a deal. And so he basically calls me on the phone in front of them and says, they're telling me they want this deal. And I was like, okay, fuck that. You know, we'll tell them we'll leave. And so he tells them, we'll leave, walk out. And he's like, no, don't go. And so anyway, ultimately, he ends up getting the same deal I have. So
Of course.
Anyway,
of
course. So we're starting back on Thursday. Wish us luck. And actually, we worked out together for years and it was great and it was so much easier. But once we stopped working out, it is so hard to get back on that wagon. Mm-hmm. So let me tell you. Mm-hmm. But the other thing I'm doing is no sugar. I'm not doing any sugar for January. No sugar.
So do you do like stevia or like aspartame?
Aspartame is evil. I would never use aspartame.
I know that. Asking.
No, I'm a stevia guy. I've been using stevia for years, like 2 or 3 years now. Yeah. But I don't. I still eat sugar though, and so sugar is really bad for me personally. Some people can tolerate it better than others, but me, it is not good for me. I just makes me go like a blimp, so I don't like it. So I'm just eating no sugar for a month, and then I'll eat sugar once a week, which I did when I was working out before, which worked well for me, so that's what I'm doing again. So that's my thing this year. The other thing I'm doing this year is just basically saying what I've always said, which is really no different than usual. I don't give a fuck. That's my philosophy this year. I don't give a fuck. I mean, if you don't like me, I don't give a fuck. You don't want to be around me, I don't give a fuck. You don't want to be here, I don't give a fuck. You don't like what I'm doing for you, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. So I don't give a fuck. That's my thing this year. That's my New Year's resolution, so there you go. Alrighty, so now, let's talk about Janet Jackson.
Yes, so Janet Jackson just recently postponed, I shouldn't say canceled, the rest of the current tour that she's on because she has a tumor on her vocal cord. Donovan, weren't you going to go to this concert?
No, I had mentioned that we might go, but she's going to be here in Dallas the same time we'll be in.
Right. Well, not anymore.
I know.
So she did say she did say that she is going to reschedule in the spring and every date will be rescheduled. So hold your tickets and they will be honored in a special way when the new schedule is announced. In a statement, she wrote, please pray for me and my family and our entire company during this difficult time.
Well, I think it's sad that she's got a tumor. That's scary.
Yeah, it is hard, too. I mean, it's tough, but that's the singer life. You know, when you're doing shows every single night, I mean, this happens all the time. Adele, you know, just a couple, you know, but it is interesting if you think about the stars that do concerts every night that haven't had these issues, like, I don't know, Britney Spears or
younger than they are, though.
I know, but it's a joke because she doesn't.
Well, she doesn't sing.
But on 2016.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
But you know, this, you know, I actually do. You know, for me, I've wanted to go back and forth on the Unbreakable tour. I wanted to go, then I didn't, and then when the whole costume change fiasco, I was like, boring. You know. So I don't know. Maybe next when she comes back around in the spring, I don't know. Maybe I'll check it out.
Is she gonna? So she's gonna reschedule the ones she has in the winter for the spring or the summer? Mm-hmm. You don't know.
She said that she's gonna reschedule every date starting back in the spring.
Oh, awesome. So I may actually get to see her then. Good.
Yeah.
When she comes to Dallas. Oh, awesome.
Come back around.
Mm-hmm. No, I love Janet Jackson. I'd love to see her live. I've never seen her live. Have you guys seen her live?
No, I wanted to see her on the Number Ones tour. Mm-hmm. That was after the Discipline album had come out. But of course, I was like 17, 16.
Yeah. What about you, Jason? Have you seen her live?
Jason?
Well, what was that?
Have you seen her live before?
No. I've never seen her.
Oh, okay. I was just curious. Well, anyway, I think it'll be interesting to see her. That's cool. Well, good.
Yeah, and I want to see her too because I don't know. I have a feeling like this is going to be like it. You know what I mean? This is going to be
the last one for her.
If it's not the last, it's near close. And if it's not this, then I think maybe it's like a small run of like L.A., Chicago.
Yeah.
You know, like Barbra Streisand does, like those like little gigs here and there. Mm-hmm. You know, I just, especially with the health concern, you know, and she has expressed that this is really for the fans, this album, this tour is really for the fans. You know, I think after a while you just want to settle down and, you know.
Well, it is, I mean,
chill out.
I think it also depends on like different artists are different. Like I think some artists are like that and they're like, I just want to do, this is the last one, I'm done, bye bye. And then they're done. And others, though, I think really do it because they really truly love to perform and
create
and be a true artist or whatever, like Madonna. So people like that. People who just continue to go on. Now, I'm not saying she's not a true artist. I'm just saying that I think some people are more artistic or more about the artistry than others. And I think that she's more about performing than she doesn't
write
music or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand.
So anyway. Speaking of Madonna, she and Guy Ritchie, of course, I know this already, but earned the a custody battle over Rocco, a sort of a custody battle. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, so they were, you know, it's been all over the news that Rocco and Madonna have been having tiffs because they've been on tour together, which, of course, a teenage boy and his mother, you know, confined in tight spaces every day.
My mother every day, please.
Literally, when I was a teenager, I could not be in the same room with. I couldn't even look at her without getting into an argument. So, I mean, is it surprising? No, but they are getting into a custody battle because Madonna wants Rocco to be in New York in school, and Guy Ritchie wants him to be in London. So they are going to go to court in February. So we'll see how that shakes down. I always think it's really difficult, especially when they're around that age, because if they do have to split the time, it's like we go to one school in New York for half the year and another school in London half the year, and that's hard on any kid. So I think it'll be interesting. She did post an Instagram photo of her and all the kids when they were younger, and she said love wins or something like that.
Well, the thing is, this is my perspective, being a Madonna fan, as I know her as well as I do, because I've read all of her biographies, et cetera, I don't know her so well. But I'll tell you that I think she probably is a very difficult, very strict disciplinarian mother, because that's just who she is.
In control.
I would be in control. I would not be surprised that he is feeling the brunt of her controllingness, being not just a mother, but being Madonna. And so it doesn't surprise me that he wants to be away from her. Now, I personally think that as a kid, a boy, whatever, his age, he probably does want to be more around his dad, because he, you know, it makes sense, especially a straight boy, I mean. And and I think he wants to exert his own independence at that age, as all teenagers do. So I think it's normal for that this is happening. Now, should he be forced to go back to Madonna? I don't know. Do you think he should be forced? I think that if he wants to stay with his dad, then let him stay with his dad.
I think he's old enough to make the decision. I think it's probably hard for her because she wants to be with her kids. And I'm sure in her mind, she's giving them, you know, the most perfect lifestyle and everything they could ever wish for. But I'm sure it's difficult for a young teenage boy like that to be traveling every single day, private planes, hotels, back and forth, doing the same thing every single day when it's all about his mom. You know what I mean? I'm sure you kind of get lost in the shambles there. And if you know there's a calmer, more normal lifestyle elsewhere with your dad, as a young teenage kid, I think you're going to go with that route, right?
Yeah, it's not only that, being a teenager with a superstar mother. I mean, not just a superstar, but one of the most famous women in the world is not easy, period.
Well, and he's toured with her numerous times. So, I mean, give the kid a break.
Younger. He was like a lot younger.
Well, yeah. So he's done it. He's been there. Like, he needs to be in school reading those books is what he needs to be doing.
I think he should stay with his dad if that's what he wants. I think it, because I know when I was that age, I wanted to be with my mom. I didn't want anything to do with my dad. And I hated my dad because he was an asshole. But anyway, I didn't want anything to do with him. And so I should have been able to have the choice. I was really younger than that. I was like 12, 13. But I decided on my own. I said, look, I'm not going back to see him anymore. I don't want to see him anymore. All he does is make me feel bad about myself and who I am, blah, 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 blah. Why do I want to be there? I can make that decision for myself. So I did. And that's how it ended up being. And I think you're old enough at that age to decide for yourself if you want to be either the mother or your father. So please, whatever the legal stuff says, I think that it should be left up to him. Jason, do you have any opinion on this matter?
No, I agree. I'm the same way. He's old enough to where he can make his own decision about where, you know, which parent he wants to stay with. So let him.
Good.
I can see if this was like, a newborn or an infant or someone who isn't old enough to make decisions for themselves. But this is a teenager we're talking about. So let him make his own decisions.
I agree. Okay, let's talk about. I read about this actually. I was actually glad you brought this up, Jason, because I wanted to talk about this, the Hanky app and how they were.
Yes. Okay.
Have either of you ever used the Hanky app? I've never used.
I have not ever heard about it until recently. I'm downloading it right now.
Okay.
Hanky, let's see if I get approved.
Okay. So no, actually, I had never heard of this until today. So it's a new gay hookup app, as if, you know, the gay community doesn't already have enough of those.
It says it's a dating app. It doesn't say it's a hookup app. I mean, now what it's probably used for, sure. But it says it's a dating app.
Okay, well, the article that I'm reading says it's a hookup app.
Because it is.
Well, the app description on the app store says it's a dating app.
Okay, so you know, unlike other apps where you have like Tinder and Grindr and Scruff and all those type of things, Hanky requires a vote of other members in order to join the app. Mm-hmm. Now, it says they have strict rules, but here's the thing. It says they have strict rules, but it doesn't say what their criteria is when it comes to what they're looking for.
There is no criteria. Yeah, there is no criteria. It's three people get to vote whether somebody or not should be invited to the app.
Because even the guy who created the app or is the CEO or whatever himself said it helps to have more attractive people this way on their site. So obviously the whole point is to have just attractive people or what people consider attractive on the site.
Right.
Oh, okay. Well,
and it says that only like 7 out of 10 people get approved.
Yeah. Yeah. That's actually more than I would expect.
No, because, okay, well, I'm reading a different article because it says 8 out of 10 applicants are rejected.
I'm sorry. You're right. Okay. I'm slightly.
8 out of 10 applicants are rejected. So.
Rejected. Oh, I thought you said approved. I was like, what?
No.
That makes more sense. Okay.
I mean, that's a lot of people to, you know, to reject. And I'm just like, I mean, I know they're going off of attractiveness, and they're also saying that they're trying to weed out the fake profiles and people that are creepers, and you know.
How does three people voting whether you can be on the side or not help weed out what's fake and what's not?
Exactly, that's what I want to know.
How can the fake account with the fake photo? It doesn't matter.
Exactly, and then plus I'm thinking to myself, if you're trying to keep out people who are as he calls creepy and crazy, how looking at a still photo is going to determine if they're crazy or not? That they're not crazy, excuse me.
Exactly.
Because I mean, lo and behold, you know, no hot guy is ever batshit crazy, right?
I know. So, thank you.
You know, no hot guy is ever batshit crazy or strung out on drugs or a thief. Yeah, of course. Yeah, this app. Yeah, you can definitely tell that by looking at a still photo. Get the fuck out of here.
I know. If I were to go on there, I would be rejected, and I'm okay with that because I don't know that, but I'm saying I would be okay if I were rejected because it really doesn't mean anything. It's just a matter.
Yeah,
of
Yeah, it doesn't mean exactly. So.
You know what? I don't mean cut you off, but you know what? You know what? In my mind, I think they would go off of
what
height. This is what I'm going. This is what I'm thinking in my head. I could be wrong, but I think they would go off of height. Mm-hmm.
I think all the bottoms are going to look and say, "Oh, he's a hot daddy," and they're going with them. Yeah. And all the tops are going to, "Oh, he's a hot twink. I want that," or whatever. Yes. I mean, you know what I mean? They're going to look for the typical things that those guys are into, and that's what they're going to say yes or no to, based on personal preferences. It's not based on anything other than personal preference. Whatever. You're
exactly.
Into.
So, but I'm in my mind, I'm thinking they're going to go off of height, physique. I feel like they'll. I don't know why, and I don't know why I think this about this particular app. Because if they have all these stipulations, but I also feel like they're going to go partially off of race. I don't know why I think that, Jason, but I just do.
I was just about to say, I'm glad you said that, because I was just about to say, I think the way the voting works on this app would disproportionately affect racial minorities because fewer people are going to want to date someone who's black because there are a lot of racist assholes out there. Or Hispanic or Asian. You know what I mean? If you go, just like you yourself have experienced, Jason, about gay guys on there saying these horrible things to you, right?
Oh, yeah.
Those same guys who are deciding whether or not you can come on the site, if you're not their type, they're not going to say yes. They're going to say no.
Right.
So I just signed up for the app, and it automatically linked to my Facebook account, and it doesn't let me enter in any information, no bio or anything like that. It just uploads your profile picture, your name, and your age, and it says the Hanky members will now review your profile. If enough guys like you, you're in. And that's it. So,
nauseous.
I'll let you guys know if I make it in by the end of the show.
Oh my god!
Yeah, if I don't make it in, I'm gonna be all in my feelings tomorrow.
I think you'll be okay either way. You'll be fine.
But that was my whole thing to this. All I wanted to say is that you know, who's the co-founder? Hanky.
I don't know, some guy.
Hanky Hank.
Co-founder of Hanky. Oh, Jones Cronefield, I guess that's his name.
Okay.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, Jones Cronefield. Yeah, of course. There's no hot guy that is fucking crazy as shit out here, or a thief, or a liar, or strung out on drugs. Yes, that's only for poor people. No hot man is ever strung out on drugs or any of that shit.
It's really stupid.
So, and also, to sort of kind of segue this into something else, speaking about, you know, when I said they was going partially, I feel like they were going partially off a race. There's a new study there's a new study out. Well, a study that's just been released, and I'm kind of a little upset. I'm a little more confused about it. So there's a new study that comes out, and according to this study, I don't know who did the study or whatever the case would be. This is just something I heard about while reading online. They were saying that African Americans tend to be the least attractive.
Now, who's that based on?
According to who?
I don't know.
I'm just
talking about Naomi Campbell. Let's talk about Vanessa Williams. Let's talk. I mean, come on. That's fucking
good. I know. But like I said, when they came out with this, I was like, really? Particularly, but here's the weird thing. Particularly, they found black women to be the most unattractive.
Oh, who, goodbye. Where did this clock come out. From? Done.
I mean,
like from KKK Daily or something. I mean, what the fuck?
I don't know. I mean, I don't even know why they would even have this type of study based on race, which race is the least unattractive in their eyes. Uh-huh. But
when you get into that, though, Jason, the thing is, even if their study were accurate and the people that they actually polled said that, and that were what the percentages said, you have to understand that race is not just about, I mean, I'm sure you understand this, I'm just saying, race is not just about what people look like, it's also about perceived or perception, mm-hmm. and it's societal biases and things like that. So if you ask the same people on this quiz or quote or whatever this poll is or whatever, in America, in, let's say, Macon, Georgia, that question, and then you ask someone in Nairobi, or you ask someone in Germany or somewhere like that, places that aren't as fucking racist as they are here, they're going to have mm-hmm. different views on this. And so you're going to have different results. You see what I'm saying? Right. So just because a sect of certain morons say that black people are less attractive doesn't make it true. It means those people who said that think that. And it depends on where. Right. This is what I'm getting at. Is scientifically, you have to ask where this study comes from. Who do they poll? What are the people like where they poll them? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. I didn't put too much thought into it because I was like, that's a bunch of bullshit. Because I've been overseas. I've been to France. Uh-huh. And people out there, they love black people.
I know. Mm-hmm.
They're like, oh my God, your skin is Tina like Turner, chocolate. Turner. I was like, oh my God, thank you.
That's why Tina Turner, that's not why, but Tina Turner left the United States. One reason is because she said she has always made to feel bad about herself here by people in general, I mean, even being a superstar. But when she went to Germany, her husband's German or something, or Swiss or something. But when she went to Germany and to France and places like that, she loved it there. Italy too, because they love black women there especially. And she's treated like a goddess and for her beauty because she is beautiful. But that's exactly my point. That makes my point about where in America it's one way, somewhere else it's another. So it's all based on perception. That's all it's about.
Exactly. That when I've been to France also, believe it or not, Boise, Idaho.
That's because they're all white there.
I mean, I was there because I remember this years ago. I had gone to this bar because my flight was laid over because of mechanical issues. So I had to stay in a hotel. And I was like, fuck this. This is Boise, Idaho. They had like two gay bars in the entire city, right?
So I walked up in there.
I was with a friend, and me and him had gone to this bar. And when I tell you, we walked in the door, it was like celebrity status walking through the door. They were just like, "Oh my God, let me buy you a drink." And I was like, "Oh my!" And I was like, "Oh my God, they do not have any black people up here." They were thrilled that they saw two black people walk through the door.
I believe you totally. That's hilarious.
I was like, I mean, it was wonderful that I was able to get fucked up off of someone else's expense. So
I totally thought you were about to say something else, but
no, the people there. The people that were friendly, but no, it was like, I'm telling you, it was like celebrity status. I was like, oh my God, I need to come here more often.
Well, speaking of that, that's hilarious. Before we move on from this, I wanted to say that, did you hear about that other website, where white people meet.com?
Yes, I read about this.
Okay, now do you think that they're, now let me ask you, I think you're probably going to think differently than I actually think on this, but tell me what your thoughts are on this, and I'll tell you what I think about wherewhitepeoplemeet.com. By the way, what it is, it's a website where this guy created a website where white people can meet other white people to hook up or to date. So what do you think about that?
This is my question. Is it really that much different than like Daddy Hunter or like Christian Mingle or like any of those that are like niche market? Is it that different? It's just
or eHarmony.
Well, eHarmony's like it's everybody. It's not just one type of
Christian people though.
Or farmersonly.com.
That was what I was going to say. Is like, I don't think people were saying it's racist, whatever. I don't think it's racist because there's websites where just black people meet other black people and Jews meet other Jews and gays meet whatever. Right. So I don't think it's racist at all. And I also think that even if a white person is only attracted to another white person, fine. If a black person is only attracted to black people, fine. You know what I mean? You don't have to determine what someone else can and cannot be attracted to. So if they want to date other white people, that's a good place to go find it. So what's wrong with that?
Right. Here's my thing.
It's just a niche thing.
I feel like, personally, I don't think it's...
I don't think there's a need for it, though. Let me say that. Go ahead.
I feel like it's not an issue. Me, personally, I don't feel like it's an issue and it's not racist or anything like that. But I feel like as a society, since white people are considered the majority, I feel like they're like, oh my God, they have this website coming out, you know, this whitepeoplemeet.com. And I feel like in society's eyes, they consider it racist because white people are already a majority.
Uh-huh.
And then when you have people like blackpeoplemeet.com or, you know, latinopeoplemeet.com or those type of things, I feel like it's more accepting. Acceptable because they are the minority.
So I feel like
in society it's okay if, you know, there's a black people meet or Latino people meet or anything like that. But if you have, you know, a race that's a majority and they have whitepeoplemeet.com and you know, to other people it's going to come off as racist.
I agree, but I agree with what you're saying. What I'm saying is I don't think there's a need for it at all. It's basically what you're saying too. There's not a need for that because most websites, the majority of people on Match.com and whatever are white. So it's not like you really need a place to meet other white people. But it's also, to me, it's similar to having a straight pride parade. So it's like, you know, if you have a straight pride parade, you're welcome to have a straight pride parade. And a guy actually did have a straight pride parade in Olympia, Washington or something this last year. And you know how many people came to his parade? One, him. That was literally it. Literally it. And he had this, he was all souped up and everything else. And my point is, it's fine if he wants to have a straight people parade, but the majority of people in this country are straight. They don't need a fucking parade. They're not oppressed or whatever. And so people who want to have a white people meet white people, whatever it's called, website, that's fine. They can have one. I just don't think there's a need for it. So I agree. What I'm saying, I guess, Jason, is I agree with you. There's not really a need for them to have their own, you know, website.
Right.
Right.
Well, then also, and also this, you know, the guy that showed up for this straight pride parade. Yeah. I mean, he lives in Olympia, Washington, for God's sakes. shade to anyone.
Who's Don't hate on Olympia.
But
don't do it.
Anyway, let's talk about Kim Kardashian.
Y'all go shit talk all our major markets.
Yes.
Yes. So now that I've become a Kardashian watcher, I'm up to tune with these things. On the most recent episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, the family is vacationing in St. Barts. And Rob Kardashian, of course, is not there because he doesn't really film on the show anymore because he's got a lot of psychological issues and he doesn't want to be on camera. And there was a scene that really got under my skin, and I'm glad that it got on everybody under everybody else's skin, because when I watched it live, my jaw dropped to the ground. So they're sitting at dinner, and Kylie, who's the youngest one, who's 18, her boyfriend's there, Tyga. And they're absolutely disgusting together. And
I don't like him at all. But go ahead.
He has Kylie's name tattooed on his arm, and neither Kylie nor Tyga have told Kylie's mother, Kris Jenner. I'm sorry, Kris Kardashian. So, Kris notices the tattoo, and she says, "Does that say Kylie on it?" And he's like, "Oh, what? Where? Huh? Idiot." And so they start talking about tattoos, and he says, "You know, this represents the time of my life that I'm sitting with Kylie," and blah, 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 blah. And Kris says, you know, that's what Rob always says. You know, he doesn't really regret any of his tattoos that he's ever gotten because they're all like a timestamp in his life. And then Kylie says, well, the stupidest tattoo Rob ever got was when he got Adrian's name tattooed on him. And you guys remember he dated Adrian Bailon for a long time. Mm-hmm. And they both got tattoos of each other's names. Well, he had Adrian tattooed under his like bicep. Uh-huh. And I was going to say something really mean, but I'm not going to. under his bicep. And then he started dating Rita Ora, and he got Rita Ora's face tattooed over Adrian's name.
Right.
So they're talking about that at dinner. And Kim says, you know, after he got Rita's face tattooed, when he started gaining weight, now it's all stretched out. It just looks like a big Cabbage Patch doll.
Have you seen
and starts just starts laughing about it. They all start laughing about it. They all think it's the funniest thing. And they're like, you know, how could you think that, you know, it would stay small? Like, now he's fat. Like, it's so big and stretched out. Mm-hmm. And they all are just pretending like it's the funniest thing they've ever seen. Now, Rob has openly admitted that he doesn't go on family vacations, that he doesn't film on the show anymore because he doesn't feel supported by his family. He's too embarrassed about his body. He doesn't want to be, you know, shamed by them anymore. He doesn't want to be, he didn't even go to Kim's wedding. Like, that is how deep rooted this issue is. You know what I mean? Aside from, of course, the fame and all of the, you know, pressure that comes with that. The fact that you don't even go to your own sister's wedding because you have so many deep-rooted issues, not only with yourself, but with your siblings. He's tweeted on Twitter before that his sister was like the girl from Gone Girl. You know, the one that pretends to kill herself for attention. Mm-hmm. So it's clear they have issues with each other. So the fact that she would go on national television and say something so mean, because I genuinely think that it's just mean, to me, just really, really rubbed me the wrong way. So now she's getting
all shows her character as a human being.
Oh, absolutely, for sure. And the fact that they were what bugged me the most about it is that Chris was laughing about it. Like, that's your child. You know what I mean? Oh,
exactly.
And maybe, you know, the sisters have expressed before in the past that, you know, they've done everything they can do to help, you know, but he just won't help himself, and at some point, you know, you just gotta let it go. So maybe in their mind, talking about him this way is supposed to be a wake-up call for him. I'm not sure. They haven't addressed the issue since the episode has aired, but, you know, as you guys know, over the holidays Rob was rushed to the hospital and has now been diagnosed with diabetes. So clearly there are some deep-rooted issues here, not only mentally but physically, health wise.
This is the thing about this, though. Beyond the fact that it exposes their true character, the nature of who they are, as not just Kim but her mother, and how they would be so cruel and mean to their own son and brother, is very telling. But beyond that, the thing is that being, you know, when I was younger, I was like 10, I was like fat, and then I got skinny, and then I got fat again about 2 years ago. So a year and a half ago. Anyway, so I understand what it means to be fat. And I understand also, me being somebody who has had social anxiety issues in my life, that has exacerbated at times my willingness to go out in public and do things and go places. So those things do actually play into each other. The point is instead of being understanding and sympathetic to his needs and the issues he's dealing with, they're making them worse, and they're really causing him harm. So, I mean, why do people, even when they know how these people really are and think, that why would they continue to support them and watch a show like you?
Mm-hmm.
People like you.
Yeah, I mean, well, I just started watching the show, and honestly, like I said, when I watched that, I was just absolutely disgusted. For me, the reason I even turned the show on is because they're so out of touch with reality that it's fascinating to watch how they think about life, if that makes sense. To just literally just sit there and look at them like, do you realize how dumb you sound? Like, Khloe Kardashian spent 45 minutes putting cookies in her cookie jar so that they could be organized to look good. Like, I wish I had that kind of time in my day. You know what I mean? Like, it's just,
the people make me ill.
It's just like, are you kidding me? It's just that kind of thing. You know what I mean?
But I mean, if you have ever seen the epitome of vapid shallowness and, you know, vacuousness and stupidity and just horrible people. That's these people. They're horrible.
I mean, I like Khloe. I feel like Khloe's the most like down to earth, normal one of them. It's not saying a whole lot because she's still out of touch with reality.
She is the most grounded, but that's Kardashian grounded, which is different than everybody else is grounded. Right. What were you saying, Jason?
No, I just don't watch the show. I just don't.
I don't watch the show either, but I know about these bitches.
I mean, I know about them, but I mean, I just don't watch it. It's just not appealing to me. It's not.
What do you think about how they talked about their brother? And
I mean, it's crazy. I mean, no one in my family would dare say something about another family member that way.
Go ahead.
No, because you never know what, you know, what he's struggling with, and that. Well, I mean, we know he's struggling with his weight, but I mean, as far as like emotional on the emotional scale, and I mean, you just don't know, and it seems like they're not bothering to ask him.
But all three of us here at some point in our lives, whether recently or before, along most of our life or whatever, have struggled with weight.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So, don't you think that it's one of the things that people who struggle with weight that they always have to somehow think that it's somehow their fault that's wrong. Sometimes it is their fault. Sometimes people just eat too much and they get fat and they're lazy, whatever, mm-hmm. whatever. But mm-hmm. don't you also understand, though, people who eat a lot can eat just as much as someone else and still be fat, and someone else can be skinny, metabolism, et cetera, genetics. Mm-hmm. So my point is it always fair? It's never fair, really, to say to someone that you're, like, the way they're treating him to me, Rob, I mean, is basically like, oh, it's all his fault. He's not taking care of himself. You know, he's fat. Right. He's lazy. And obviously he's predisposed to diabetes, and obviously predisposed to being fat. And does someone else on his side of the family have weight problems, or is it just him?
As far as the public eye is concerned, I mean, all of those girls are naturally thick. You know what I mean? All of those Kardashian Armenian girls, they're all naturally thick.
But Rob Kardashian's dad is the lawyer, right? Was the lawyer. The
guy. Right. Right. But, and he has the same mom and dad as the three other sisters. So, I mean, as far as I know, I'm not sure, but...
Well, I'm just saying that people are unfair. They unfairly treat people who are overweight, and I think it's not fair. And it's no one's fucking business anyway.
Yeah, and especially in that world. I mean, you know, to have a closed-door conversation is one thing, but to go on national television, right. mock your brother, and then laugh about it, I mean, that's so embarrassing.
It is. It very much so is.
Anyways, the point is the internet is dragging all of them.
And, as they should,
uh-huh. and it'll be interesting to see if they address it.
It isn't going to do anything to their empire, but no. You know. But I mean, I just think it's good that they're getting some of their own, you know, bullshit.
Shit.
I don't think they're going to address it, honestly.
Well, whatever. Whatever. Anyway,
just because they're fucking Kardashian.
There's some people I just do not like, and those are three of the people four of the people I just do not like.
I'm with you on that.
Chris, I cannot stand that bitch at all.
I'm with you. If the Kardashians were to be canceled tomorrow on E, I would not lose any sleep over
E
it.
E would lose a lot of sleep, but we wouldn't.
Yeah, yes. I mean, because that's like their cash cow, you exactly. know. But me, I wouldn't lose an ounce of sleep. So,
all right. Well, let's talk about the story about human sex trafficker.
Yes. Now, this story was very interesting to me because one part of me was like, I didn't know that this existed. But then again, I was like, okay, it's 2015, 2016. So... I shouldn't be surprised at the same time.
You didn't know what existed.
So there is a man by the name of Andrew Voss. He's 25 years old. He's been convicted of prison. I mean, convicted of running a gay sex slave operation out of New York and Miami. Mm-hmm. He's getting 11 years in prison. And he was pretty much forcing various men... of various ages, I guess young ages doesn't say, but it like one person is 24. But he was forcing these men to have sex with other men for on webcams, yeah, for up to 20 hours a day.
20 hours a day.
A day.
Okay.
And one of the victims, which is a 24-year-old Hungarian man. He testified in court and said that Voss had threatened to kill his family if he didn't have sex with men around the clock. And pretty much it, you know, he just threatened him and pretty much ruined his life.
Yes.
My whole thing is that, actually, hold on, there's some more. He also said that, my computer's acting stupid. Okay. He also said that Voss would use, you know, the extra food and cigarettes as rewards for his victims who slept with enough Johns. Mm-hmm. This is just wrong on so many levels.
Well, of course it's wrong.
And he said one person, not this particular guy who testified, but he was saying that another man was even threatened with a sword. Mm. So
yeah.
My thing is that I wasn't aware that there was a whole gay sex slave underground operation, but it's another part of me is like I really should be surprised.
Well, yeah, mm-hmm. It's not just gay, it's straight as well, but I mean, you know, men, women, boys, girls, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Right.
For
right.
many years it's been going on. Yeah, and it's sad, but it continues to happen, especially people from Eastern Europe for some reason. I don't know why, mm-hmm. but I guess right. They're there. Actually, I don't guess. Actually, if you've ever seen movies like that movie with Liam Neeson, what's it called? I forget what it's called. Taken.
Yes.
And his daughter was in the sex slave operation, whatever. That kind of thing happens in Eastern Europe a lot for some reason. I guess because I don't know why. But anyway, it does. But anyway, yeah, so it's sad. But the good thing is the guy is going to prison for 11 years. But the question I have is why would these people do that? Did he like hold them captive or, I mean...
I'm assuming that he did because
he,
I mean,
homeless and had nowhere else to go. You know what I mean?
It doesn't say.
I mean, I can't imagine why else they would stay, other than they had nowhere else to go. They ran away from home.
Well, and then I wonder because you did say he was Hungarian, so I wonder were they, you know, illegal citizens? Were they right. here? You know what I mean? Because yes. for. It would make logical sense if you were an illegal citizen, right? And this person okay. was like.
Right. So the thing was, it says his strategy to find these men, he went on social media sites and offered to fly them to New York for legitimate work. So I'm thinking that these were people who lived in other countries mm-hmm. and wanted to come to America to better themselves and yeah. better their lives, which right. is – no, I mean, everyone wants to better their lives, better themselves. I have no problem with that.
But I don't think I know. I know that one thing they do is they tell them they're coming here to make movie or whatever, or do something besides right. sex, obviously. And they lure them here. Once they're here, they have no one, no money, nothing. That's how they end up doing that, I think.
Yeah, and so they said the victims were believed that they will only be in New York to spend a few months and make tens of thousands of dollars right. before returning to the homeland countries.
Doing what?
Well, movies. I know movies is one yeah, of the things I tell them.
Yeah.
Right. Interesting. It says once the men arrived, they were made to live in a one-bedroom apartment, perform sex acts literally all day and night, mm-hmm. And just given 6 hours of sleep before doing it all again. Okay. 4 to 6 hours before doing it all again.
Horrible.
They were not paid, mm-hmm. and they made probably about $40,000 a month.
Mm.
That's
sad.
And they had as many as 8 men in one apartment.
That's ridiculous. That's sad. Well, I'm glad they're in jail, at least.
Right. And you know, it's and also, you know, you have things that, you know, they withheld their passports so they couldn't right. get away. That right. type of thing. You know, this reminds me of I don't know if you ever it's an independent film that I watched a year ago. It's called Sweet Karma.
Sweet Karma?
Yes,
uh-uh.
And it's a movie similar to this, except it's like in the straight world where they bring these Russian girls over from Russia, and it's like, oh, you know, we're gonna bring you over, and you can come live in America, and you know, you can work at restaurants yeah. and work your way up, sure. and you know, better your lives and that type of thing. When they get there, they take their passports, make a living out of these hotels, and mm-hmm. yada yada yada. It's a really good movie. If you've never seen Sweet Karma. Watch it. It's very good. It's a very good independent film.
I was about to tell you about a movie that you'll have to watch because, I mean, you probably heard about it already, the documentary on Netflix, Making a Murderer. Have you seen this yet?
Yes.
Yes, oh my gosh.
Everybody's talking about this on social media.
Yeah. Yes.
No.
We watched it over a day and a half, and oh my God, it is like riveting. You saw it, Jason?
Yes, it was very good. I loved it. Loved it.
I mean, oh my God. And it's true, of course, and all that stuff. The thing is, though, for those of you who haven't seen it, but, you know, the thing is, you may want to, when you watch the movie, if you watch it, Christian, whoever watches it, it does leave some information out of the movie that may be pertinent. So they've been said, you know, that Jason, that guy, that stupid guy with the high voice, the prosecuting guy, Ken
yeah.
Krantz or whatever. You know, uh-huh. I am Ken Krantz, you know, that guy now says, oh, there's a lot of stuff that was left out of this and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, you don't know this, you don't know that. So we don't know if that's true or not. But whatever the case may be, the point is, you watch this, you will be like fucking unbelievable how crazy our fucking justice system is and how you as an innocent person can go to jail twice for something you didn't do. So anyway,
right.
So if you haven't seen anybody listening, go watch Making a Murderer on Netflix. It's awesome.
And one more thing about this story. Now, okay, so he was possibly facing up to 155 years in prison, mm-hmm. but he was only sentenced to 11 years.
Who?
No. I'm talking about the story we're talking about. Oh, Andrew Vaughn. Yeah.
Yeah.
The webcam guy.
Yeah.
See, and that's interesting to me, and we've kind of talked about this before, is how, like, some of these, like, rapists or, like, you know, kind of guys, they get like short sentences, but guys that are drug dealers or, you know, they do these like government crimes.
Years and shit, yeah.
They fucking rot in there for life.
You know, that's because it's a felony. It's a felony versus a state.
Right. And I know that, but like.
I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying that's why.
Exactly. You know, it's just sad.
It is sad. It is very sad. And that's why, you know, look, all my life I've been like, I'm keeping my nose clean because I'm not going to get myself in fucking prison. Because I swear to God. Because first of all, usually the person with the most money wins, first of all. That's the way our justice system works.
Right.
And because the more lawyers you can get, the longer you can draw it out and delays and shit like
that. It's all a money thing,
yes. It's all a game. It's all a game and money.
I mean, look at the affluenza boy, whatever the fuck his name is.
Well, he's actually in custody again now, fortunately.
Yeah. And his mom is a fucking bitch. Why would you flee with your son?
She's an idiot.
You know, I mean, like, why would you, like, if that was my mom, my mom would be like, oh, no, here he is right here. Come get his ass. Mm-hmm. He's right here. I'm not putting up with this shit.
If you don't want your son to get locked away,
but that's you're stupid because
you're going to do everything
eventually.
You can to protect him eventually. But
she knows he did this.
But she's going to get arrested in the process now because of this whole thing.
And it's not like he was innocent of anything.
My mom would do the same thing for me.
My mother would do it, but I wouldn't let her do it because I'm a good person.
My mom wouldn't do it.
My mother would do it. If my mother found out I was like, she'd help me do whatever she could do. Let me get away with something if I needed to, probably, but I wouldn't let her do that because I wouldn't want to implement her or hurt her life. And now her life is over because they helped. She helped him. So
yeah, she's an accomplice.
Yeah, and the other thing I want to talk about real quick before we go is the thing you mentioned on here, Jason, about the North Carolina millionaire posting $12 million bond for the boyfriend four times.
And this bitch is so stupid.
The woman, okay.
Yes, so. A North Carolina woman won $88 million. She won $188 million in the lottery.
Yeah.
After they took out taxes, she did one lump sum, so she walked away with $88 million. Mm-hmm. So her boyfriend, not her husband, let's be clear, it's her boyfriend, was arrested for drug charges the first time around. Mm-hmm. First time around, he got caught. He was arrested. His bond was $3 million. She paid it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, me, if I was dating someone and we've been dating for several years or married, the case may be, you did some shit like that. You fuck up, do some shit like that. I may bail you out the first time.
Yeah.
But so he went back. He violated his probation or whatever the case may be.
As they always do.
Yes.
Went back, got arrested again. This time the judge upped it to $6 million. She paid that. Then he was released, was out for a few months, got caught up again. The judge upped it to $9 million. She paid it. Then this most recent time, which is like just a little bit after Christmas, I think the day after Christmas, he was doing drugs again. Well, not doing drugs, but, you know, doing his little drug thing, I guess. The judge set his bail at $12 million. She paid it. Now, here's my thing. Okay, first of all, if this was my husband, I wouldn't even be bailing him out this much, okay? That's my fucking husband, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, my thing is that y'all are fucking millionaires. Why are you still selling drugs? I don't get it. Y'all
That's what I was going to say. At what point do you realize this is costing more money than what we're making?
Exactly. I'm like...
Like, that is enough...
Millions of dollars bailing this man out.
You said she won like 80 something after taxes? Is that what you said?
After taxes, she walked away with $88 million.
Honey, yeah, you can live cute off of that for a little bit.
You know, guys, you know that the penis is powerful.
And here's the thing. Here's my thing. And I told myself, I said, the dick must be good because this ain't even her husband. This is her boyfriend, okay?
Dignitized.
I like his dick game must be on point.
Is she older?
No, she's like in her early 40s.
Oh, that's older. I mean, you know, enough. I mean, he's probably in his 20s or something, isn't he?
No, he's like in his late 30s.
Well, it's got to be the dick then. What else could it be?
So I'm thinking to myself, I was like, his dick game must be on point because I was like, there's no way I'm going to spend $12 million of my money to bail you out of jail for the fourth time. Now, allegedly, they're saying that the lottery commission is like reviewing them and now wants to supposedly take back the funds. I don't think they can do that now because
they didn't do anything.
But that's because she's bailed him out so many times, and each time it became a national story, and now they're saying
that. That's ridiculous.
I mean, this is allegedly. I don't know how true this that's is, stupid. But allegedly, whatever. They're saying that, you know, the lottery commission trying to, like, revoke their winnings or whatever the case may be. I don't think they can do that.
They can't. It's not possible. It's stupid.
But I can guarantee you, if this bitch keeps going the way she's going, she's going to be broke within 2 years.
Yeah, well. She just fucking deserves it. She's that fucking stupid. I mean, come on.
I mean, $88 million. You're already $10 million in the hole now.
If I had $88 million in the bank and my husband were dealing drugs and whatever he was doing, getting caught over and over and over, I would bail my fucking husband out or my mother out or anybody. I'm sorry, I would not do it 4 times in a row, because if they didn't learn their fucking lesson the second time, that's too much. I'm sorry, I'm done.
That's what I said. I said first time I probably let you slide.
Yeah, and second time,
fourth time,
you're just a fucking idiot. Sorry.
And I'm thinking to myself, why are you still doing this? Like, I understand this is probably, like, you know, what you know, and, like, you know, you got all the street cred or whatever the case may be. But it's like, y'all are fucking billion. Like, put that money up and put that money into a business. Open a restaurant or open a store or open.
He's a drug dealer. He's not thinking that way. He's an idiot.
Or invest that money or something. It's like.
It's always the dumb people who win the lotto anyway.
Well, first of all, it's not his money. It's her money.
I know, but she's stupid too, obviously. So it's always the dumb people who win the lotto.
She's a dumb bitch.
Anyway,
so.
anything else before we go real quick?
Yes, you guys. I have breaking news. I have been invited into the Hanky app.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you so much. The guys on here are not that cute. So I did get in a unanimous vote, it says. So thank you for that. But yeah, I'm going through here and these guys are not that freaking cute. And it's definitely a hookup app, because everybody's like, it says your name, your picture, and then like three words about you. And everyone's just like, everyone has faces. No, everybody has faces. Everybody has faces, but it'll say like Jacob 25, discreet, horny, and masculine.
is this what the Hank app generates?
I guess so.
I don't know. I'll have to play with it some more once we get off the air.
You know what?
We'll get back to you next week.
You kind of dogged yourself, Christian, because you're like, yeah, I got in, yay, but none of these guys are very cute. So.
I know. That's why I said, I'm like, I don't know if I should really take that as much as a compliment. Anyway. That's why I said the fact that it was a unanimous vote. I'm gonna take that as my.
And you know what? What I'm gonna do? I'm actually gonna try this too. I'm gonna just do it just for fun and see if I get.
You should. There's like all kinds of guys on here. There's like
that's thick guys. That's if I get through.
Just use your best picture. That's all.
I will do that. But we'll see what happens. I'll follow up with you guys next week.
Let us know. Okay. We will let you all know next week, everybody. By the way, if you want to follow us, you can go to GayXYZ Show on Twitter or on Facebook. You can also go to GayXYZ.com. Listen to all of our shows, which I updated last week, so they're all on there. And if you want to find out more about Christian, you can go to
ChristianAlexanderFashion.com or follow me on Instagram at Christian Craven.
And Jason?
You can follow me on Twitter. It's Jason B. Like. It's Jason underscore B, B-E underscore like.
And I'm Donovan. You can find me at offlimitshow.com. And we'll all be back next week. So we thank you for listening, wherever you're listening from. And we'll talk to you then. Goodbye, everybody. Good night.
Good night. Bye.